Hotel. Some restrictions apply.
Big O' Tires!
You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner, the computer show that makes you say, I'm feeling kind of historical right about now.
Historical.
Am I feeling historical, Michael?
Not yet.
No, you're not feeling historical.
You know what I'm feeling like doing? I'm feeling like reading Michael's email about printer cartridges. It says, do the printer ink kits where you refill the cartridges yourself work as well as buying new cartridges? If they do, does it matter which kit that I buy? In case I don't get a chance to listen to your show, could you email me? No!
but we can read it on the air.
Well, wait, why does she need headphones to be able to do the history piece?
She's so silly.
You're being silly. Michael, when it comes to the ink refill kits, a couple things you have to understand. One is a lot of the salespeople will tell you if you use those, you'll avoid the warranty of the printer. It's not necessarily the truth, but it can be, because if you screw something up when you fill the cartridge up and it screws up the printer and it gets all over the place, clearly that's not covered under warranty.
But who knows you use that ink but you?
Right.
Destroy the evidence.
Right.
That's what I say.
They work fine. I will tell you, though, if you've never used one, you got to be very careful. Make sure you're in an area where you don't care about getting ink on things.
Like outside.
Yeah.
Like have on rubber gloves.
They can be very messy if you're not careful.
And they stain forever.
You will get better at it after you used it a while. It really doesn't matter which one you use. They're all cheaper than buying the originals in most cases. Just make sure you have one good cartridge laying around so that when things get really bad and ugly and you can't get the stuff to work, that you're not totally frustrated. You can kind of forget it. I'll put the real
stuff
in.
And if you're going to be pulling your hair out because you're frustrated, make sure you wash the ink off first.
Not necessarily. Especially if you've got gray hairs.
I guess.
All right. Am I now feeling very historical?
Yes, now you are.
Why did you need headphones to talk to us?
So that I can hear you.
Well,
properly. It sounds weird without the headphones.
Right. Okay. Let me see. You go ahead and talk. I'm going to do without headphones.
Okay. Now look at how are you doing? See?
I think it's great.
Sound
it's fine.
The same.
No problem at
then
all.
Then why do we wear headphones?
So we can hear the callers. All right. Let's go to the This Moment in History.
Yes.
Brought to you by Mike Howell.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here.
With headphones on.
Yes.
Go for it, girl. Go, girl.
Did you go know, girl. And this is a follow-up from last week's Did You Know.
Wow.
The modem.
Modem.
Was finally developed in the 1950s, and the first commercial one was developed in 1962. Now, what the modem is, it's a device that basically takes data and changes it into analog sounds.
Like this? Like that?
Exactly like that.
Ken and I can actually communicate that way.
You guys are like modems.
We are.
You are.
Yes.
Do you know what modem means, what it stands for?
Modulation, demodulation.
Close enough.
Okay.
That works, okay.
And what it does, the modulation, it takes that, so then it transfers it across a telephone wire, which was originally made for only sound, so now it enables the data to be transferred as sound across the wire.
Right.
It hits another modem, and it demodulates it and turns it back into data, which is ones and zeros.
Mm. Hey, you know what? That's a great explanation now, that rusty wire thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So that's why it is quick, but it's slow compared to cable modems.
Well, because there's no translation.
Exactly.
Back and forth.
It's raw data is being transferred when you're using a cable modem or VDSL. Or
you know, the big problem with transferring sound is sometimes over that long, long wire that goes from here to wherever, things don't quite sound the exact same at the other end. You've
yes.
talked on the phone before and something doesn't sound quite right.
Mm-hmm.
And so why a modem is really slow is that all the time it's having to transmit and retransmit and retransmit. And sometimes it takes 10, 15 times just to get a little tiny piece of information across.
Over there.
Because
yeah.
your end doesn't sound the same as my end. So I not only send it, but then I ask you to tell me, what did you hear? And if it doesn't sound the same back, I say, nope, let me tell you again.
Resend it.
And how many times we do that, that's why it's slow.
Hey, yeah. Michael, do you know what they do down south when they have dandelions in their yard?
What do they do?
They modem.
Check out the big brain on bread.
All right, let's go back to the phone, shall we?
You
thank
guys.
You, by the way. That
was, I think
that was
we
a,
must.
You know what? That was a fabulous explanation.
Well,
you broke down
you.
The technology. It was perfect.
Thank you very
I
much.
I liked it.
Have
and it was historical.
It was historical.
Are we talking to
great.
Becky? Who are we talking to? Paul. Paul, you have a question about Internet Explorer scripting debugger or something or other?
Yes. But the thing makes me crazy.
it pops up all the time. It's not on any single one site. Is there a way to turn it off?
Yeah, and what it's doing is it's telling you every time it runs across when somebody creates a web page, a lot of times they use scripting.
Yeah.
And if they screwed up when they did it, but still they put the web page up there, you visit their website, and you're using diagnostic tools in Internet Explorer to tell you that there's a problem. You want to be able to turn that off. So the way you do that is go to Tools.
Okay.
Internet Options.
Okay.
And then go to the Advanced tab.
Okay.
In there, you will see two options. You want a check mark in the Disable Script Debugging, so it doesn't try to debug the script every time you go to a web page.
Okay.
And you want to take the check mark off of the Display a Notification About Every Script Error. So in other words, when it hits these pages that have bad scripting, it won't tell you. So right now you're set up to, hey, tell me every time.
Your settings have just been cranked up a little too high, so you can do that, or you can just click and reset to default settings, too, should take care of the problem. No?
Depends on the browser.
Oh.
All right, Paul, I hope that hopefully that helps you. We actually have that on our website at computerproblems.com as well. So if you didn't get that, check it out at computerproblems.com. We still got a segment to go here on the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Chris.
CCAD.
Yeah, CCAD.
Go ahead and make their good day this holiday with Outback Steakhouse gift certificates in $10, $25, and $50 denominations. They're just what they crave. Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.